Hey, honey.
What am I doing?
You can see what I'm doing. I'm just lying on the bed reading. Yeah, sure. You can join me if you want. Just don't disturb me. I'm very busy. Hey, what are you doing? Get off me. I told you, I'm super busy. I need to read this book. Stop it. This textbook is required reading for the beauty class I'm taking. I need to have it read by tomorrow. Do you know? I thought it was going to be so dull learning all this stuff, but it's really quite fascinating. What's the matter with you? Sex? No. I told you. Not tonight, honey. I need to finish this chapter of my book. I've got a test in the morning. And even if I didn't have a test, I think I'd get more stimulation from this book than I would from you. Your efforts to please a woman have been pretty pathetic as of late. You, on the other hand, come in seconds. And then I have to take care of myself. It's so sad. So no. No, not after I finish the chapter either. I'm gonna need my sleep. I don't care how horny you are. I'm just not interested tonight. Why did I wear my best sexy lingerie? It's comfortable. That's all. No other reason. None at all, I swear. I can't help if my suggestively sexy body makes you ridiculously horny. You're just going to have to turn yourself on tonight, baby. That shouldn't be difficult. Simply feast your eyes on these beautiful breasts in this gorgeous bra. Look at how it enhances my huge tits, making them heave with every single breath. And then, as if it wasn't enough, stare in awe at my matching thong, a tiny flimsy triangle of material barely covering my incredibly juicy pussy lips. Aww, has that got you all worked up already? See how easy it is for me to get you so excited? Shame you can't do the same for me, isn't it? Why don't you just masturbate to me and go to sleep? I really don't mind. I doubt it'll take you long. I can see you drooling already. So leave me to my book. You can sit there and stare all you like to get yourself off. I don't fucking care. But do not try to come all over me this time. And certainly not on my textbook. Oh, what did you say? I'm gonna be the one that comes? Is that right? I don't think so, sweetheart. There's nothing you can do to excite me unless I allow it, and I'm just not in the mood. I have to concentrate. You're the one that's going to be getting too turned on to focus on anything but my stunning body. See, you're already staring at my sexy, slim figure in this stunning lingerie. This bra, if you look closer, it has a sheer lacy part near the top of each cup. You can see my gorgeous nipples under the fabric. My beauty course says men can't resist underwear that reveals more than it's supposed to. This thong has lacy parts too. Can you guess where it is? Did you just moan a little bit? You're too easy. What's that? You want to feel my tits? Of course you do, baby. But I told you, I'm just not in the mood. But I can't bear looking up and seeing your disappointed little face. So, yeah, you can touch me if you want. But it won't make any difference. Go right ahead. I'll barely notice. Now, stop talking to me. This book has got my full attention from now on. These tips are so good. It says here, to stay moisturized, smother yourself in baby oil in the shower, sealing in the moisture, and you'll look extra sexy with your breasts glistening in oil as if it runs down your back over your ass. Wow, this is so hot. I never knew that. I love oiling up my body, making it all slippery and shiny and beautiful, like a sexual goddess. Are you enjoying yourself, honey? Feeling my tits through the material? Do you want me to sit up so you can take my bra off? There you go. Now be quiet while I carry on reading. What's next? Fashion tips. Always wear a low cut or scoop neck shirt so that your partner can see right down your shirt when crawling on the bed. Walking around the house in nothing but a bra and sweatpants. It's comfy, cozy, and extremely sexy. Oh, and this is good advice too. What do you think about this, honey? It says, wear a long, sparkly necklace that goes down your chest to draw attention to it. Model new lingerie for him that has something on the chest to draw attention to your boobs. Keep your back straight while pushing out your chest when you wear heels. The right posture can make you look fantastic regardless of the size. You really are loving squeezing my perfectly natural, round, fine naked breasts, aren't you? More than a handful, aren't they? I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, sweetheart. I wasn't enjoying you tweaking my nipples. I was just thinking how turned on you get when I wear high heels and push out my chest. Oh, yeah. What? Nothing. I didn't make a noise. I was just thinking out loud. This book has so many tips. Oh, have you finished with my tits? Did you get yourself off yet? What's that? You want to move lower? You want to eat my pussy? I don't think so. I want to turn over now
You can massage my back or kiss my ass. Sure. Whatever. Hurry up. I think I'm probably going to read to the next chapter after this one as well. Just don't expect to be able to turn me on. It says here that hair is one of the first things that attracts a man. They love touching women's hair. Feel mine, baby. I don't mind. It's so long and straight. It says here the most popular hairstyle is long and straight. Like mine, honey. My beautiful long hair drapes perfectly over my bare shoulders and all the way down the middle of my back. But I want it shorter. It's too hard to manage some days. Oh, you like feeling it now? Especially when I'm on top of you, my hair dangling in your face, with the scent of my sexy shampoo invading your senses and making you hornier than ever. Are you sniffing my hair right now, baby? What about that massage? Oh, yeah. Do you feel my skin, baby? It's so smooth. This beauty course recommended a new lotion I've been using. It's so silky and flawless. Even gives it a slight tanning effect. Just look at me. I look so bronzed and healthy. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Right there. Fuck, I need something in my mouth. No, nothing of yours. I meant a cigarette. I need to smoke. Pass me one. Oh, yeah. I just love lighting up, holding it between my fingers, pressing it to my mouth, parting my lips slowly and placing it between and taking a long, slow, casual suck. Inhaling all the goodness before blowing it back out. Watching that stream of smoke pour from my pursed lips. There's nothing sexier. Looking into your eyes as I blow a sexy cloud into your face. Let me turn back around so I can do that, honey. They say that men find women who smoke very attractive. Apparently bad girls smoke. They're rebellious. Risk takers. Dangerous. And I'm a bad girl? Am I a bad girl, baby? Oh yeah? Is this turning you on? No, that noise was just me enjoying the first drag of my cigarette. It has nothing to do with you sliding off my panties and kissing my thighs. You're the one getting all hot and bothered, not me. Why is my pussy glistening and wet? I don't know. I guess this book is just so darn good. Keeps giving me ideas on how to be even sexier.
if that was even possible. Oh, okay. That does feel nice. Maybe I'll put this book down. You can carry on. Just don't be long. I love holding something in my hand, putting it into my mouth, pulling all that goodness out, and blowing it back out. I feel so sexy. I know it looks so hot. I just feel like one of those like French girls smoking in the window. What are you doing down there? It feels quite nice. Your finger feels so good inside me. That is really nice, I admit. I do like that. I keep my pussy so smooth. Yeah. It's so wet. Slippery. Easy to slide inside of me. Yes. Oh God. Oh. Two fingers. Oh, yeah, please. Oh, yeah. Double the pleasure. Fuck. More. Please. One last drag of this cigarette as I lie back and enjoy this. Oh, fuck. Been teaching you how to do this. Oh, God. It feels fucking amazing, baby. Fuck. How are you doing that? Yes.
Please don't stop. I want more. More. Oh, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come. Yes. Make me come, please. I love it. I love it so much. I love you. I love you so much. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking come.
Tips from someone, baby? Oh my god. I need another cigarette after that, sweetheart. You can do that again. I don't care if I fail that test tomorrow, baby. We are definitely fucking doing this again. And sweetheart, when I finish sucking on this cigarette, I want something else in my mouth. Yes, baby. I'm going to do you. And believe me, I know just how to make you scream with pleasure. Oh, I give it as good as I get it, honey. And then some. I hope you're going to be ready for me, baby. You're not going to know what hit you.